Amy, on this podcast, we try to always offer useful takeaways. And if you learn nothing else from us, learn this useful parenting lesson by Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 are the ultimate parent hack, the best diaper to use as soon as your baby starts standing or walking. Instead of ordinary diaper tabs, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your wild child.
Pampers Cruisers 360 makes it so easy to change your baby. Who probably doesn't stop moving just because they need a diaper changed? Just slide on to apply and away they go.
And fear not, parents. Pampers Cruisers 360 offers an up to 100% leak-free fit. And they just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we say more?
For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand. Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupons, savings, and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Welcome to Ask Amy from What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, solving your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. This week's question comes from our Facebook group. You can find that at facebook.com/groups/whatfreshhellcast. A listener wrote, I have a 2-year-old and I'm pregnant with my second baby. I'm having extreme feelings of guilt on how this new baby will disrupt my 2-year-old's life. And I'm really worried about how I could possibly love them both equally. From what I have heard, feeling this way is normal, but I can't help feel a little sense of dread when I think about adding a second kid to our family. Will it lower my standards of parenting? Will I lose my patience more easily? Will I love one child more than the other? Basically, will this second baby ruin my relationship with my son? I kind of grew up like an only child, so I don't know how this will work, and I'm terrified. I deeply identify with this question because I definitely felt this way before my second child was born. And by the way, I'm not an only child. I have 5 brothers and sisters, so I knew from siblings, and still I just felt these feelings because they're completely normal, these feelings, as you say. You have never had a love like you feel for your first child. And yeah, it feels ahead of time like it's absolutely impossible to recreate. It'd be like having 2 soulmates, right? It just doesn't track. And I also think, as you're getting ready to have your second kid, of course, there's anxiety about a lot of things. Am I really going to do this again, right? The childbirth, the breastfeeding, all of it. That's maybe being sublimated into other places, being specific. Will I be able to love this second child? Because will I be able to do it is sort of too big to get your arms around. But trust me, this definitely is going to work out. Let's go through each one of your questions. Will having a second child lower your standards of parenting? Well, it will change them. You are probably going to be a very different parent to your second child, but that's not all bad. You will be more relaxed. You will probably focus on the toddler a little more than the baby whenever you can when you first get home. I remember coming home from the hospital with my second baby, hadn't seen my 1.5-year-old in a couple of days, really missed him. My mom had him. We went in our apartment and the baby was sound asleep in the car seat that we brought him in from the car in. And my toddler was playing in the living room with his trucks. So we just kind of put the baby in the car seat right in the front hall and went and played with our toddler for 20 or 30 minutes. And then the baby kind of, you know, and I remember my son saying, what's that noise? And we said, I think it's the new baby. Let's go see. And we did it that way. And I was so relieved that it had gone okay. It will feel very different. Psychologist Eileen Kennedy Moore says, when it comes to spending time with your toddler, the important thing to focus on is that it's not the quantity of attention that your older child is going to get, it's your responsiveness. Will you lose your patience with your kids more easily? I mean, sometimes, yes. So you're going to ask for help, you're going to take the help, you're going to settle into this season you're going to be in as much as you can, that you have 2 small children, of just being with the 2 of them, of just that being enough. Be willing to accept less than perfection from yourself. And of course, give your kid some slack. I let my 1.5-year-old at the time have his pacifier out of his crib, have his blankie a lot more, watch more shows. We have an episode called Surviving a Toddler and a Newborn. I'll put the link to that in the show notes if you haven't listened, because there's lots of strategies that are mostly around giving yourself and your toddler a break. But you will be surprised at how much the incredible joy will keep you going. Will you love one of your kids more than the other? Here's what you can't understand until the baby is born. Your new baby will be her own person. She will be nothing like the older sibling. And therefore, the things you love about your second child are completely different than your first child. It feels ahead of time like you're just going to have your first child 2.0. You're going to have another one. And you're going to have to split everything. But it's a completely different experience and an incredible surprise that really is just as great the first time, discovering this new baby and just how different from their sibling they're probably going to be. So will this second baby ruin your relationship with your son? No, but it will create an important new relationship, a loving bond which can be shaped by you, but which will exist outside of you. And that's a wonderful thing. Don't forget, having a sibling is a normal stress. It's the way of the world. This isn't cruel and unusual. It's what happens. And for most kids, Eileen Kennedy Moore points this out, that the sibling relationship is their longest one. It will be even longer than their relationship with you as a parent. The baby is going to be pretty boring to the two-year-old at first. So don't worry if you don't see this bond right away. Don't worry if they kind of ignore each other, because eventually the baby's going to start sitting up, smiling, talking, and then walking. And at that point, that baby is going to have a clear favorite in the family. And at least in my case, it wasn't really me. It was the older sibling. They're going to relate to each other. The toddler is going to be able to make the baby laugh. They're going to have this whole relationship that exists outside of you. And someday, sooner than you think, you're going to have two kids sitting in the kitchen, laughing and rolling their eyes at each other and saying, "Isn't mom so dumb and she doesn't know anything?" It will happen, trust me, sooner than you think. And that won't be all bad either. Send us your parenting questions and we might answer yours next. Email us questions@whatfreshhellpodcast.com. Thanks for listening.
Feel like you're the martyr in your family? You're not alone. Hey, this is Joanne.
And Brie.
And we're from the No Guilt Mom podcast. Brie, we talk to a lot of moms.
Yeah, we sure do.
And if you're a mom who has a to-do list that is so massive that you get overwhelmed and you shut down,
or if you fall into the habit of doing everything for everyone and don't know how to change it, we can help you become a no-guilt mom.
We're going to take you from family martyr to family model. That's role model, so that you role model the behavior that you want to see out of your kids.
You're going to go from being tired and overwhelmed to energized and guilt-free.
Every week, you'll get actionable strategies that you can implement right away from the experts that we interview and from us.
We also have a whole lot of fun, so check out the No Guilt Mom podcast everywhere you listen to your favorite shows.
Oh, hey, everybody.
It's us, Blair and Molly, your old pals from Toddler Purgatory. Two moms who are also actors, who are also creative beings, who sometimes feel stuck.
And this is our new podcast, Unsticking It with Blair and Molly. What happens when your creative spark just seems to disappear? Gone.
Poof. Bye.
See ya. What happens when life gets in the way of your creativity instead of nourishing it? That's what happened to Molly and me. We felt like the thing that drove us creatively stopped working and impending doom had in fact impended.
Totally. So we decided to do something about it. And that was steal ideas about getting unstuck from the most creative people we can find. We talked to guests about how to break through the mucky, gluey, sticky wall that can get between you and your creativity. We hear about their journeys, their successes, their challenges, and even their bougie coffee shop orders.
And we're not just talking Bob Ross type paint on paper artists here, though we talk to them too. We're talking to actors, creative directors, dancers, and people who are working hard to be their best creative selves in a world that can sometimes feel real uncreative.
We all have something to teach each other, so let's steal their ideas together.
Join us, won't you, as we deep dive into how to unstick ourselves from the life gunk that can get in the way of our creative freedom. Pandemics, school calendars,
world events, lack of sleep. Oh, get out of their life gunk.
And let's get back to your best creative self. Subscribe to Unsticking It with Blair and Molly.
You're not going to want to miss an episode.
Unsticking It with Blair and Molly, because sometimes life sucks.
Unstick it.